Back to veranda to see if its frittata bianca is as good as it was 2 days ago. Well, not quite, but it's still a splendid way to break one's fast. I decline the toast this time, and instead I brought a small plate of fruit. Exactly what I wanted, but hadn't known possible. Veranda is the kind of place that, when you wake up, you're ecstatic knowing you're going there and plunging into its divine food soon. Not many places like that.
Yes, yes, yes. It's breakfast with the Bruns. Well, 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 come in, neighbor. Pull up a stiff cup of mocha java. Beat out that rhythm on a drum and get set for another merry, murky, mirthful, miscegenous breakfast with America's favorite breakfast companions. He's one of America's best-loved underground comedians, and she's a successful stick designer and amateur businesswoman. Yes, who could that be but David Osman and his better half, Tiny Veronica. They're the Brunts! And across the table from the Osmonds, today's mystery couple. As always, little Tiny has been blindfolded with a big red bandana, soup, super-eating good from Red Banana Mills, those nice folks who bring you the Brunts. She'll try to guess our mystery eaters. Dave, what's the first hint?
Right, Ken. Okay, Tiny. He's one of those guys on everybody's lists. She's one of those girls who come in the spring. Here's another hint, honey. He's a fashion plate expert who's hit all the night spots where they hurt, but she's a stay-at-home sex pot with her foot in El Mouse.
What?
Better get that frizzy little noggin of yours working, honey. Here's your last hint. He's the author of some hardbound feedback that's bound to set New York's posh all-night set on their beer, and she's more famous on the ground than in the air. America's most clicked-at pair of gams...
Annalie and Phil.
Right, honey. Oh, take off that big red bandana, makers of 100 banana-soaking cereal. Brought to you in a can and shake grapefruit spoons with Annalie Austin and her old man, Phil Yamamoto.
Well, hi.
It is pissing outside. Great waves of water pummel the strip. Thankfully, not much outdoorsing is planned today. Instead, I have the first lunch at Eataly, specifically their sit-down restaurant where I order the seafood misty after bringing over a limoncello-based cocktail. Not as good as it should have been. Maybe soda instead of Prosecco. Had an unpleasant bitter edge which did not help it pair with the seafood. Barely above food court food and drink. I had such high hopes for Eataly. Alas.
It was April the 41st. Being a quadruple leap year, I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar, a real dive. But I knew the owner. He used to play for the Dolphins. I said, hi, Gil! You have to yell, he's hard of hearing.
I have had the experience of eating a Japanese cooking.
What?
I have seen the kabuki.
Ants!
I have met Mr. Yamada.
What?
Sometimes I go to Taiwan.
What?
Sometimes I see kabuki plays.
With ants!
Sometimes I meet with Mr. Yamada.
Got you, Aunt, Mr. Yamada.
Tomorrow I can go to Sapporo.
That's the man with my wife.
Next year I can go to Taiwan.
I want a Taiwan on.
I can always.
Get under this eagle, baby.
Japanese.
Keep you out of the rain.
Okay.
From Elm to Rarn, rain. From Treese to Mlen, rain. From little scrubby cottages in the North Sea to little scrubby cottages in the Dead Sea, storm clouds rained a heavy hail of rain, pelting, falling, dropping, dripping, lashing, whispering, aspirin, all over Europe.
I make my way over to the Aria for Julian Serrano's apricots and scallops that so delighted me last year. This time, the delight factor had vanished. It was like eating a picture of food. The wonders that Partage explored with its scallop dish, the fine contribution apricots made to recent cocktails, and a lifetime of fruit love fail to appear. In the six or more times I've dined on Serrano's cuisine, it has been hit and miss. Sometimes amazing, sometimes downright terrible. Maybe Julian should leave the restaurant business entirely and make a living doing something more predictable, or at least something where a lack of predictability is not so sorely felt. Gambling, perhaps. That's two bad lunches in a row today. Even Julian's sangria was subpar, compared to previous sangrias I've enjoyed enthusiastically at this restaurant. Last year, the server told me how much the local hockey team had helped the city heal from its recent horrific massacre. This time, with the team not doing as well, maybe the sangria, too, has drifted from its glory. Thankfully, Jennifer's great tiki-type beverage retains its excellence. Sitting in the Vesper bar on a rain-soaked afternoon, with no commitments or plans until the evening at Michael Mina, I bask in contentment. And then a strange thing happens. A young woman sits down next to me and asks what I'm drinking. I tell her it doesn't have a name, but Jennifer could make her one. She demands a sip, and I extract the straw and allow her to sip from the rim. She's blown away by how good the drink is. She wants more. I tell her to order one for herself. She asks me to buy her one. I tell her to get her own drink, and she complains she's lost all her money gambling. Then what is she doing in a bar? I soon discover. Her breasts advance on me like an army of cantankerous cantaloupes. Would you like to party? She invites in a strangely druggy voice. No, I reply, feeling both disgust and pity for her plight. What wrong decisions in her life have led her to this occupation? Can she find something less destructive? Immediately, Miss Hooker is seized by security and escorted from the premises. Mr. Security asks if I wish to press charges. But I tell him I'm just glad to be alone again. Jennifer tells me it happens all the time here, but the first time for me. General Cantaloupe must have been really desperate.
Big grizzly bear, you see.
Anybody here want to contact VD?
Look at the prow on that steamer.
That's the kind of big vermin I was telling you about, Tom.
Oh, well, let's climb aboard her.
I'm first.
I'm second, Matt.
Come here, tits.
Are you talking to me?
Here. Come sit on the face of a refined man.
Oh.
I'm hooked on you, missy.
Get that cold hook out of there.
Oh, that's cute. Drop your anchor and half a pint of oil with Stinking Olaf.
Well, thank you, Captain Stinkin'. I would rather fancy an ale.
Stand back, honey. One fancy ale coming up.
Hey, he forgot the glass. I can teach you a new disease I picked up in the Navy.
Well, perhaps another time, but I'm here to meet a friend.
Well.
Oh, there he is now.
Him, that ugly, burn-eyed, peg-leg, pork dark-skinned fiddler?
You find him attractive?
Well, I...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Excuse me.
Fidel Castro has invited 350 foreign newsmen to a giant rally, which is to take place in Havana on Wednesday.
The Havana Hilton, which when Castro took over, you know, during the revolution, that became his first headquarters. And he did it and he changed the name to the Havana Libre because at the time it was the highest building in Latin America. And also just as a symbol against imperialism by taking over that hotel. They continued on, but then the hotel was basically nationalized and became this symbol for all of, you know, Cubans to see. Now, the great irony is that it's a space that, you know, the majority of Cubans are not allowed. They can't afford to stay at. There's people usually guarding the doors to make sure that no prostitutes enter.
So Michael Mina has returned to his fishy roots, I read. Greatly looking forward to what he can do with John Dory. As a lionfish, it is far too short-lived. American fish was one of the best things I've eaten in Vegas. What can he do with Sir John? Well, I guess I'll never know. Valentine's Day has preempted the menu. The less said about the food, the better. Being bitten by a rat and getting the plague would be a step up.
Monday, paper stack, boneless burrito, paste, kitten on a stick, milk-a-roni. Tuesday, white bread on toast, glass of sugar, see-through lettuce, liquid milk. Wednesday, cake sponge, sugar sandwich, butter plate, cloth pudding, milk. Thursday, simple pie, banana splat, sugar mound, blanched cookie, whey. Friday, diaper surprise, clear peaches, steamed cereal boxes, sugar, milk. And for Mystery Island School for Girls, Monday, soft eggs on a mirror, hard-boiled hollow birds, handful of tacos, milk. Tuesday, rack of clever haunts, whisked apple fly, coronation ham, nylon bunnies, big carton. Wednesday, mystery potato, curd, slippery tart, milk pie, leg salad sandwich, clear liquid. Thursday, oysters frightened by chickens, liver mounds, nest of interesting spiders, Mai Tai, pack of camels. Friday, breast of clam a la Eddie, wieners in a basket under a blanket, teacher's surprise, milk. And for the Ernest Boys Academy, Monday, beef throats, smashed leg, hind quarter, gross livers, old-fashioned milk, cigars. Tuesday, flat motor pies, fisherman's regret, loin of fat, stunned ducks in alcohol sauce, milk. Wednesday, tart bottoms, slick fritters, breasts of toast, sweetbreads in hand, cuckoo punch, cigars, milk. Thursday, roast puffins, revenge pudding, pancakes in water, baked salad, ring of fire, milk. Friday, ducklings a la moron, smothered rodents, closet pie, turbo skeletons, champagne, brandies, cigars, milk. And for the Willie Loman Public High School, Monday, horse butter sandwiches, hot jello salad, French kisses, curb cake, milk. Tuesday, toads in a blanket in a hole, complicated salad, ice bread, Lomax pie, milk cocktail. Wednesday, hat with cheese, insurance salad, V6 bread, field surprise, milk. Thursday, battered vegetables, wax wrappers, wallet and raisin salad, adult milkshake. Friday, fried chuck, paper salad, responsibility pie, white dessert, retirement milk. And for the alternate current school, Monday, eco-veggie bar, rainbow crazy crunch, twig sticks, turkey straws, cow milk. Tuesday, helpless nuggets with sour sauce, gator tots, trial mix, white milk. Wednesday, false rabbit wedges, farm dip, sloppy Jones, birthday cake, goat milk. Thursday, meatless hot creatures, sweetened cherries, meltdown on a bun, squares, mother's milk. Friday, refried fries, early dismissal cup, hemp wheels, party on a bun, dip, sheep milk. And that concludes the Developmental Valley School District luncheon menus for this week.
I felt I had suddenly fallen into another, more evil universe. I retreat to Le Cirque to practice my long-vanished Nihongo with Nomura-san and drink champagne courtesy Evo. It is a perfect antidote to Mina's nihilistic food void. The circuit's worth going to Vegas for. Not many places can say that. Qui se voit? I had ventured over to his place at Caesar's Palace on Sunday after the Le Cirque meal to inquire about his pea dish, which had vanished mysteriously between December and January's menu postings on their website. Peas were used magnificently in my two dinners at Guy's sister restaurant, Les Bouquinistes, 2 years ago, and I wanted to see what the Vegas chapter of Guy's culinary brain could do with this small but mighty tasty vegetable. The person in charge was horrified. Peas are only served in season, which is spring, not February. Come back in March or April. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But avoiding this weather hostility does make later months more attractive, were I to return to this city, sometime in an unknown future. Dinner reservations at Zuma at 9. Wanted to try their lime crab. It was on par with the other great crab dishes I've consumed this trip at Portage and Mordio. Crab has dominated the list of things I've enjoyed this trip, but it's a rather insubstantial meat. Doing things with crab is a slight skill at best. It's like being skilled at fencing. Uh-huh. And? Friday. Back to veranda for the last time. No fruit this time, and the Italian omelet, though still outstanding, does not stand out far enough. The neural pathways have been established, and the pleasure is no longer new. That can be said with almost everything I've consumed here. The purpose of great things happening to us is that we can use them into the future. Their resonance brings us a staircase of evolving pleasure against the chaos of random slings and arrows. But bad things, too, have their resonances, their echoes tearing at our ears deep into our nightmares. A good thing is a flight back home. My wife awaits me at the airport with my winter coat worthy of the weather, only slightly colder than Vegas, but still, no greater pleasure exists than being home.